This Monday.com ad was created by a team of people and AI agents. Reese, our content agent, wrote the copy based on our best practices, like mentioning Monday.com 3 times. That was the second. Johnny, our coordination agent, built the timeline and kept everyone aligned. Olivia, our human creative director, stayed in the loop. Because agents are great, but they don't always know when a joke lands. She had one note: tell listeners it only takes minutes to build an agent. So, minutes. Create your own AI agent today on Monday.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, everybody. I've been doing some thinking, and I've come to the conclusion that if you are a consumer who genuinely bought the Donald Trump phone and expected that to be your new main form of communication, your Trump phone, then you deserve to get scammed or ripped off or fall prone to misleading marketing or all of the above. Because right now, the rollout of the Trump T1 phone over the past week has been so disastrous and has burned so many of his core supporters at a time when the economy already sucks that the reviews are just awful. It says, Donald Trump's T1 phone, heavily marketed to Trump supporters as a patriotic MAGA phone, has drawn widespread criticism from tech outlets and even buyers. Buyers are calling it overpriced, poorly executed, and emblematic of misleading marketing. Trump? Misleading marketing? No. He's walked through all of his campaign promises, from no new wars, fixing inflation. Obviously, I'm being completely sarcastic here, but before we even dig into the Trump phone, I just want to say, this is one of my favorite types of videos, because I don't just want to talk about the phone. I want to draw a juxtaposition between the scammers that are ruining America versus the Americans that are suffering from these scams, the people who are suffering from what Donald Trump is doing. For example, CNN ran a segment this morning showing a compilation of Trump administration officials talking about gas prices being on the verge of dropping. The only problem is, they've been saying this for 3 months. I want you to watch this video on screen.
According to AAA, the price of gas is $4.49 this morning. That's still up more than $1.50 since the war began. But according to President Trump and members of his administration, those prices are going to come down quickly as soon as the war is over.
Once the national security objectives of Operation Epic Fury are fully achieved, Americans will see oil and gas prices drop rapidly.
We promise that when this conflict draws to a close, when this operation draws to a close, we're going to see those energy prices come back down to reality.
Oh, they would go down quite a bit. You know, if we
notice the dates on these. I mean, this one was 2 months back that our energy secretary Chris Wright was saying they're going to go down. 2 months ago. And it gets worse.
See a pathway to have the Straits of Hormuz open soon and energy flowing again, you'd see energy prices drop pretty significantly.
Prices have likely peaked and they'll start going down. Certainly with a resolution of this conflict, you'll see prices go down. Prices across the board on energy prices will go down.
The gas will go down. As soon as the war's over, it'll drop like a rock.
It's going to come tumbling down. There is so much oil out there. It's pent up. It's locked up in the Strait of Hormuz. When all of that stuff comes out, you're going to see prices dropping on gasoline like you've never seen.
But I am also confident on the other side of this, prices are going to come down very quickly.
They'll drop lower than they were before. As soon as it's over, you're going to see gasoline and oil drop like a rock.
You're going to see oil prices plummet. They're going to come down.
Spoiler alert, not only have oil prices not come down, but we also just struck Iran once again last night in the Bandar Abbas region, which is their port right off the Strait of Hormuz. So they still have control. They still have total control of the strait. The reports are they were laying mines throughout the strait last night to maintain control, and the negotiations are all stalling right now. So Americans are suffering, and let's just look at the chart. It's kind of a perfect time frame in this chart. This is the 18-month average retail chart, which means it tracks almost to the beginning of Trump's presidency, give or take a few months, right? But you can see that when he got into office, there was a steady hand on gas prices due to Biden leaving it in a decent spot after a rough economy post-COVID. Then, at the very end, over the past few months, it spikes. The frustrating part is Trump supporters were cheering and were gloating when we saw this little dip right here where my cursor currently is, my magnifying glass. This dip over here had Trump supporters cheering, it's going down, and then boom, it spikes right back up. I wouldn't be surprised if they start gloating again and say, ha, you liberals are panicking for no reason. Right now, gas prices are going to stay high as long as this war continues to be drawn out by Iran. And by the way, that is Iran's exact goal. They understand they can continue to inflict damage in an asymmetric manner. Iran does not have a stronger military than us. That's not what's happening. They do have a strategy that we can't break right now because they have the Strait under their control. By the way, if you appreciate these videos and you want to boost this exact message, make sure you drop a like below. It's the best way to help, and we are getting very close to 2.1 million subscribers, so you can help us below. I appreciate each and every single one of you. Let's watch this clip of John Ossoff, senator out of Georgia, speaking at a church on Sunday morning. This is the type of leadership that I like to see in this country. You know, we're going to talk about the Trump phone in just one second and how much of a scam it is. But on this show a lot, I talk about how as a young dude, and you know, the young people around me are constantly looking for leadership in this country or moral clarity, people that we can look up to. And there's a huge lack of that right now. I look to leaders and I see Donald Trump, Elon Musk, people who are profit maximizing and trying to F over everybody else for their own gain. I saw a comment on a video a few days ago. It said, there are two types of successful people in the world. And it was giving me advice. It said, there is one type of person that reaches success and they begin to only help themselves and only think about themselves at the cost of everybody else. But there is a second type of person that is successful and begins to enrich the community around them, help the people around them, and make sure there is a level of support that they are giving back. And I always want to strive to be the second type of person, especially as I continue to build this business. And when I look up to leadership right now, I only see the first type of person at the highest echelons of power. Again, Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, all of these types of people are kind of just thinking about themselves. Jeff Bezos did come out with some decent tax takes a few weeks back. He's actually starting to say that people who are in the bottom, I think 50%, shouldn't pay any taxes or something like that. But you know who else is a very good leader with moral clarity? Is Senator John Ossoff. This one gave me chills. Listen to Senator John Ossoff speaking in a church with music in the background and an anti-corruption message that every young person and every person across every generation needs to hear in America right now. There are better days coming. Just listen.
Are y'all still with me? Okay, because in our time, what those who build ballrooms and monuments to themselves, who rake in billions from foreign princes, while the people's savings disappear with their hospitals, what they hate the most is when people hold them accountable at the polls. So here we are in Fulton County, where the President of the United States sent his spies and his agents to seize your ballots. Did you all see that? And why Fulton County? I submit to you it is because the fact that black voters and black political power were instrumental to his defeat might be even more offensive to this president than the defeat itself. The Fulton County raid, the destruction of the Voting Rights Act, the executive order attacking voting, they've made their intentions very clear. But how foolish of them to launch this attack on voting rights here at the center, the spiritual center, the moral center of the very black history they seek to erase. Our answer must be so massive, our defense of voting rights so fierce, that no plot against the franchise can foil the will of the people.
Let me tell you, this is the message that Democrats win with in 2026 and 2028 and beyond. This anti-corruption, institutional reform message that strikes to the heart of why so many Americans are suffering. Not only the type of corruption through gerrymandering and institutional distortion, but money. Money in politics right now is so incredibly distortionary and hurting a lot of Americans. So that type of moral leadership is what I like to look up to. Now, let's go back to the juxtaposition. Compare that to what the President of the United States is doing in posting. This Trump mobile account is the official Trump phone brand, and they got fact-checked to hell from Elon Musk's Twitter. But let's read it. It says, the T1 phone phone has arrived. Those who pre-ordered the T1 phone will be receiving an update email. Phones start shipping this week. But let's back up, because the context here is that there was over a year of delays and broken promises. This article says, the phone was announced with an August 2025 release date, but the release was postponed over and over and over. Many of the 590,000 pre-order customers have not seen anything thus far. It's also not even made in the United States. They initially promoted the phone as this pro-America MAGA phone, and it's not even made in the United States. There's also cheap designs, cheap aesthetics. We'll talk about this in just one second. But here's the fact check. The video that they posted is AI. The US flag first has 11 stripes, then 9 stripes, and the back texture of the phone keeps changing within the video. Based on the specs, the T1 is just a rehoused T-Mobile REVVL 7 Pro 5G, a 2024 model, which on Amazon is $125. Wingtech makes it in Shenzhen, or Kunming, China. It's not even American-made. There is no effing shot. This is one of the most almost impressive Trump scams thus far. Like, it's impressively stupid that he still got 600,000 Americans to pre-order that. Lord have mercy. Let me find up here, there's a CNN segment where they begin to break down what the phone looks like. Watch this.
Yeah, I think first, it looks nothing like the original image that we saw about a year ago, which kind of looked like an altered iPhone 16 Pro. Next, the gold color. In real life, it kind of varies depending on what lighting you're in. Sometimes it looks like those gold coins that Scrooge McDuck would jump into for DuckTales. Other times it's got a mustard vibe to it. And yet other times it kind of looks like a urine sample. But my hesitation is I would not recommend it, not because of that, but largely because we just don't know certain things about it. We don't know what the processor is in the phone. We don't know what the software and security updates will be. For example, companies like Samsung or Google will commit to 7 years. So if you buy a phone, you'll know that you have till 2033 to use that phone. And that makes me wonder if the last big worry is if this phone will actually ship. While a couple of us in the media do have it, I can't find many cases of actual customers who put their money down to order the phone with the phone.
That's
yep, not many people have even gotten the phone whatsoever. And it just gets worse and worse. Like, let me show you in real time how egregious this Trump phone advertisement is. It's an AI video that was revealed to be AI through tiny mistakes like the flag. At the beginning, the flag has 11 different lines. You want to count both the white and the yellow lines in this. Watch. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 different rings. As the video continues to go on, you see different versions of the back of the phone. Some don't have the flag. Some do have the flag, but you can count it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. If this were a real phone or a real design, there would be some form of consistency within this flag, but you don't see that whatsoever. It is a scam. It hasn't been sent out to many people, and the people that have seen it, like this guy, have said, it's awful. It's nowhere near the advertisement. This is the definition of misleading marketing. Just like the Trump University, just like the Trump building, just like the Trump career, just like the Trump presidency. It is all misleading marketing from people who get success in their lives and use it to further enrich themselves. On this show, we're going to continue to push for a society where people actually have a duty to help those around them. I think success is good. I want to see everybody be as successful as possible. But when I see certain individuals using their money to then gain more power in a zero-sum manner and fuck over their workers, that is not a good thing. So everybody should grow together. That is the philosophy, and we'll keep pushing that. I appreciate all of you. If you want to help push the future in the direction that we want it, subscribe below. I love you all. Peace out.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.